guys, I'm Chloe, and I'm just going to be starting a new podcast series called Pull Through. This podcast is about just my life, I guess you can say. Just little stories, little bits and pieces of what makes me me and how I'm pulling through this life of mine. The name originated from my disorder called trichotillomania, and that's a disorder where you are compulsive. But I'm trying to keep this really raw for you guys and unedited so I can, like, I don't know. I feel like it's more real that way. Yeah. Anyways, so trichotillomania is the compulsion to pull out your hair. Yeah, it's kind of icky, if you think about it. So I've been dealing with this monstrosity of an illness for about 4 years now. And so for this first episode, I'm just gonna kind of explore it and just kind of reflect back on it with you guys. So get ready, here it goes. Here's the first episode of Pull Through. So, it all started the summer of my 8th grade year. Yeah, my 8th grade year. I had just got done going through this new school, and things were going pretty well, in my opinion, but then it all just kind of started falling apart piece by piece. And I guess my natural response to that was an OCD-compelled response, which is called trichotillomania. That response is, I would run my fingers through my hair, and I would feel which ones were different, and then I would pull them out. It made me feel better about myself, more organized almost. That's really, I guess, how I can describe it. So it got really bad during the summer. I isolated myself completely from family, friends. I just stayed in my room and read books and pulled out my hair. That's literally what my 8th grade summer looked like. So school year rolled around and it was very noticeable. I mean, I had natural red curly hair that stuck out like a sore thumb. Like, it was not unnoticeable. And so when I came back to school that August, people noticed, and it was the most eye-opening thing ever. And that's when my insecurities started to develop, was when I noticed people noticing that I was pulling out my hair. So that was gross. A really gross phase of my life, let me tell you that. So my reaction was to just kind of cover it up with my longer parts of my hair and hope for the best. And I pretended that other people didn't notice. So I don't know how well that worked. It worked pretty well in my mind, but I don't really know what other people thought of it. I just kind of made myself seem ignorant to the whole fact of what I was going through and how serious of an issue it was. I completely invalidated myself for a very long time, but that's okay because I'm here now. So, 8th grade year, it was bad. It was just atrocious, awful, I'm telling you. Like, so bad that my mom took me to a hair salon and started telling the salon lady that we needed to fix it. And what they did is they put me in a weave, I guess is what they're called. They were hair extensions glued onto my hair, which was an awful idea, let me tell you that. Dreadful. I mean, absolutely dreadful. So, oh my goodness, I can just, it was dreadful. Anyways, so, I wore those for a really long time. It was up until, like, let me think, around Christmas, I think, Christmas break, yeah, Christmas break. I wore a weave or whatever until Christmas break. And then, oh my goodness, side story. So when I went up to the hair salon to get them removed for the last time, because it wasn't working, my hair was coming out every time she redid them. I would pull out my hair from underneath the weave. It was just atrocious, like disgusting and really bad and a really low point in my life. So we decided that wasn't working. And we moved on to we wanted to do a wig. I was not happy with that idea, because never in my life had I ever expected to see myself in a wig. Like, that was just not something I imagined. So that was a very humbling experience, to be trying on wigs and putting them on, and it was just weird. It was very hard to know who I was during that time, because every time I would get a new wig, I felt like my personality changed. So, I know I chase rabbits a lot, so I'm sorry about that. Hopefully it'll get better within the next couple of episodes, so just bear with me, and hopefully we'll figure this out together. So, anyways, I had told the hair salon lady that I'm not going to be wearing a weave anymore, and the last time she was taking them out, she was really angry with me because I had decided that I didn't want to have her wig and her weave in anymore, and it was really expensive, so it's not like it was $20 a week or something. It was like close to $300 a month for me to have this hair in, and it didn't look good, and so she was losing a lot of money from it, and so she was upset, and she like literally ripped out the extensions with my hair in the extensions. Like, it was dreadful, absolutely awful experience. It scared me half to death. I was very anxious about it, but I remember this really traumatic moment of like everything changing. Like, you know those really climactic moments in movies where it just looks like everything's in a new light? That's kind of what this experience was for me. After the salon, after my scalp had been like ripped off of my body, we were driving like to the women's boutique to go pick out a wig, and I didn't have any hair on. I was like just bare. Like, I felt so awful. And I remember just looking in the mirror and just sobbing my eyes out. I was like, it was just, wow. But, so I got put in wigs, which was also the most uncomfortable experience of my life. I hated it. I hated hats. And for me to be in a wig, oh my god. Oh my god. It was like, oh, it was just shock, I guess. Oh my goodness. So, the first wig I had was a blonde wig, and I'm a natural redhead. So it completely washed me out, but I thought I was the coolest thing ever, because I got to dye my hair, except without dyeing it. Dude, I thought I was so cool. I really did. And I thought no one noticed, they just thought I dyed my hair. Like, I even told some people that it was a dare. Like, I got dared to dye my hair, but it was a wig. So, you know, sorry if you got lied to. I'm sorry. Seriously, and I had a guilty conscience every time. So, anyways. Sorry about that. Sorry you got lied to, but, you know, I didn't have hair. Anyways, so this whole wig thing was not working out for me. I hated it. I hated sleeping it. Like, I didn't sleep in it, but, like, if I was to FaceTime people or something, I'd always throw it on really quick, and I hated it, because I didn't feel like me. I felt like some imposter whose name was Chloe, but they weren't Chloe. So, that was a really big struggle. So a couple years went by, and I was still in wigs and all that good jazz, and I got really confident, actually, which is ironic almost, because I was also really insecure. I think a lot of it was fake confidence, but you know, anyways, I got really confident, and I was just living. I did not care if I was in a wig. I was just living. But then June of 2018 came along, and I was so confident for such an odd reason. I don't know why. I don't even know what sparked it. I was just very impulsive too. But I had decided to go ahead and just wing it and ditch the wigs. And oh my God, let me tell you how absolutely terrified I was, because your girl was shaking. Oh my goodness. I was terrified, mortified. Gosh, I did not know what people would think of me. I mean, goodness gracious, I was so scared. I did it. I ditched the wig. I did it in June 2018. And I was so scared. You have no idea. The panic. Oh, but I did it. And I think that's one of my biggest accomplishments, is ditching the wig. So, because of that, I just went through a lot of stuff. A lot of strangers feel entitled to ask me questions. And most of the time, I don't mind answering questions about my disorder. Like, it's okay to, it's important to be curious. And so, I usually answer them. But it's when people ask them rudely, I guess. That's what usually gets to me. Oh, you guys are gonna love this story. Okay, so I was working at a place, like a little art place, like next to my house, and I was wearing a wig there for most of the time I was working. And I texted my boss the day that I stopped wearing wigs. I was like, hey, I completely understand if you don't want me to wear, if you like want me to wear a wig. But I was just wondering if it would be okay for me to come in without one. And she was so upset at that idea. She thought it was the most ridiculous thing she's ever heard. And then progressed to tell me that I could not work with kids because of my disorder. Because it wasn't appropriate for the workplace. Oh, I quit in August. I just couldn't take it anymore. That was probably the biggest act of self-care I've ever did. And it was terrifying because I really liked that job. Like, I love art so much. And so oh my gosh. It took me a little bit. It took some courage. It really did. But I did it. And that was probably my biggest accomplishment ever. Like, if I could write something down of my biggest accomplishment, it would be I stood up for myself and I quit my job. So that was awesome. I'm still proud of myself for that. I know that's a little arrogant of me, but I really am proud of myself for that. Then I got another job, and I love my new job, by the way. They're so kind, and they accept me, and it's just very sweet. So, yeah, that's that. I'll probably go into more detail about certain aspects of the Tritch journey of it all, in more episodes. But this is just my first episode as of now. So I hope you guys enjoyed it. And if you have any questions, maybe I can create a link or something for you guys to ask. That would be pretty cool. Anyways, sorry, I'm going to get carried away and run rabbits again. But I hope you guys enjoyed this. And I look forward to making more. So bye. Have a great day.